I have the pleasure now of introducing Justin Bott, and Justin is the Community Information Officer of Services Australia. He's here to tell us about payments that have been made and are available if you were affected by the storms and the flooding in the Bray Park, a couple of weeks ago. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, Justin, we need to talk to you because you can tell us about payments and whatnot. So what are payments that are available for those people?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are in Bray Park and you were affected by the heavy rainfall and the flooding in the air, that the area experienced from around the 28th to the 31st of January, you may be eligible for the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment. So the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment, it's a one-off payment of $1,000 for adults and $400 for children. And it's for people who were seriously affected by the flooding. Now, seriously affected means that you or your child that you're caring for has experienced major damage to your principal place of residence, major damage to a big asset or assets that you have on the property, your principal place of residence, or unfortunately, you were seriously injured. Now, just so you know, your principal place of residence, what we're talking about here is the main place that you live. So we're not talking about if your holiday home or investment property was affected. If that's the case, you can't claim for those. We're strictly talking about your main place of where you live.
Okay. So now, Justin, how can people apply?
So to claim, the first thing you need to do is check if you meet our eligibility requirements. And you can find those on our website, which is servicesaustralia.gov.au/disaster support. Or if you want to, you can go to the website again, servicesaustralia.gov.au, and you're going to see there's a big yellow banner right up the top that talks about people affected by floods and the cyclones in Queensland. If you click on that banner, it will take you to a section that includes the Moreton Bay area. So it is definitely there for you. So that will explain who's eligible to claim these payments. And it will also tell you the process for how to apply online, which is through your MyGov account. So that'll take you through the step-by-step process, if you haven't done that already, of how to create a MyGov account, how to link that to your Centrelink record, and then how to lodge the application for these emergency payments. It is also worth saying, though, that if you need help to claim or if you have any questions about eligibility, you can always give our emergency information line a call. Now, the number for that is 1-800-2266. And I really want to say it's not a 1-800 number like they always seem to be. This one is 1-800-2266. It's a phone call for particularly people that are affected by the emergency. It's open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good one. Now, Justin, are these payments only for people in the Bray Park area, or if people are in other areas in Moreton Bay? And I'm thinking you've answered that question because a lot of people were impacted severely. Can they apply as well?
So the Australian the Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment has only been made available for the suburb of Bray Park and Moreton Bay area. But it is worth saying that this is the federal government's payment, but that's not the only support that is available. So if you have potentially been affected by the floods and you're not in Bray Park, then what I would recommend you do is actually have a look at the Queensland government website. So look at your state and local council websites to see what other supports may be available through your local government, through the Queensland government as well.
Okay. All right. Justin Bott, thank you so much for that information. And obviously, Justin is the Community Information Officer for Services Australia. And you're with Rosemary on Thursday's edition of Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for having me.